Thursday, October 30, 2008. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon O'Donnell. Making headlines today. On Wednesday, Goldfields CEO Nick Holland said that a higher gold price was on the way, with $1,000 an ounce possible in 2009. He said that the current market contagion had resulted in the indiscriminate selling down even of gold, and in addition, the base metals pullback had dragged gold down with it. But he said gold would regain its value relative to everything else, particularly as all the major currencies of the world were trading on negative real interest rates and inflation was picking up. These are the ingredients for a stronger gold price.
I still remain firmly of the view that we're going to see a higher gold price. I still believe we could see $1,000 during 2009. And I think the current market contagion has resulted in everything being sold down. And it's been rather indiscriminate, and even gold to some extent. And also with the base metal pullback, I think it's also dragged gold down with it.
Australia's largest gold producer, Newcrest Mining, sees ample acquisition opportunities ahead. Its low debt levels mean it has the firepower to take advantage of these opportunities. MD Ian Smith said that other miners were knocking on its door with joint venture offers. If any tempting opportunities or acquisitions appeared, Newcrest had plenty of scope to raise equity or debt. Smith said that there were a whole range of opportunities in mergers and acquisitions, and it would probably get better over the upcoming 6 to 12 months. He didn't give specific details of any potential takeover opportunities, saying only that there were chances in Australia and elsewhere. Also making headlines, Chile trims its 2008 copper output forecast again. Vancouver-based Badger Mining delays its Mexico project until the market improves. BHP Billiton chief Marius Klopers says its Rio Tinto offer is still compelling. And Australia's Mincore Resources cuts its nickel output target. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit miningweekly.com.